This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm. If you have needs in the area of divorce, family law, or whatever your legal needs are, remember Brandon Legal Group is a full service law firm. Getting a free consult is very easy. You just go to brandonlegalgroup.com. Click the box Request a Free Consultation, or you can call them for that free consult at 844-4BLG-4ME. And remember, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Brandon Legal Group have been longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. I am working with them on tournament gifts for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 30, which will be a Masters-themed event on April 3rd, the week before the Masters. If you have golf interest, please email me directly at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Brandon Legal Group plays in that event. We'll be providing tournament gifts and prizes at that event, as they do one or both at virtually every event the last few years. They also have the first foursome to play in each event when registration opens. Brandon Legal Group. Also, thanks to Papa John's, locally owned and operated stores in Tampa Bay. Since the early 1990s, Mike Lentz plays in every golf tournament he can play in, and he has been immensely supportive of my golf tournaments for many years. Mike Lentz is planning to provide some of the food for players at Todd Wright Tour XXX, and I'm anticipating they will be delicious papadillas, which are still promotionally priced. I just picked one up a few nights ago from Denny Gray's store on West Kennedy. $6. $6 is all it takes. And remember, you can custom build a papadilla, even though they have plenty of delicious flavors you can tweak anyway. Remember, if you are a stuffed crust pizza fan, the first ever stuffed crust pizza in Papa John's history is available now. It is promotionally priced at just $12. It is the epic stuffed crust pizza. As I am always honest with you about everything, I simply tell you about it because I've never liked stuffed crust pizza. As a matter of fact, when I order my pizza from Papa John's, I order it with light cheese. So I'm taking everyone's word for this being a very tasty stuffed crust pizza. Not my thing, but I know it might be yours. Promotionally priced at just $12, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned and operated since the early 1990s. My email, Greg is one of the only ones, Greg is one of the only ones, and Sean, who write me at write.todd@yahoo.com. Look, I've had that email for a long time, but I want to make it specific to the Toddcast, because if you have fantasy questions, I want to attach a different email to those. We will be rapidly approaching season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast in just a handful of months. So the fantasy questions go to a different email. Toddcast questions go to write.todd@yahoo.com. I choose not to interact and go back and forth with people on social media because I'd rather talk to you one-on-one. And if I get an email from you, I just consider it more personal. I do. I think we can actually have a better dialogue that way. I feel more comfortable with it because, to me, you're identifying yourself based on an email address and based on how you put together that particular email. That's my choice. Please use write.todd@yahoo.com if you have anything related to a past or future Toddcast or this one. My social media is ToddWright2020 on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Please friend me, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I have tons of pictures up there from my various golf tournaments, other things that I do, podcasts, webcasts, etc. Russell Wilson's agent has gone public with 4 teams that Russell Wilson would be interested in playing for if things don't work out in Seattle. And more, this is looking like a situation where a change is going to be made. Once an agent starts putting other teams out there in a disingenuous way of saying, while we haven't asked for a trade, these are the teams that we'd be interested in. Now, the list could change. Teams could drop off or other teams could be added. But I thought it'd be fun to just speculate about the four that are out there now. And I agree with those that say this is now too far along. And clearly, the relationship between Wilson and the Seahawks needs something significant to repair it. And I'll go back to a year or two ago when Russell Wilson was, let's just say, wondering about his future because he needed a contract extension, and there was talk at that time of other places that Wilson could go. He got his money, but since he got his money, he hasn't gotten any closer to getting back to the Super Bowl and perhaps doesn't feel he has enough say or control of what's going on in Seattle, whether you agree with that or not. We did a previous podcast about how these big contracts for quarterbacks and Tom Brady winning his seventh ring has changed the landscape of the NFL as it relates to quarterbacks, and you can look at Russell Wilson's situation as part of that. This is a quarterback who has won a Super Bowl. Many talk about how close he was to winning two in a row, and he's still considered to be in the prime of his career. Now, I know some will say, well, he's taken a beating. He can't continue to use his legs the same way. He's 10 years younger than Tom Brady. And I know they are different style quarterbacks, but they are still both Super Bowl champion quarterbacks. I'm not putting Wilson in the same category as Brady. No one currently playing in the NFL is, but I think it's fair to note he's 10 years younger than Brady and he's in very good physical condition. So of the four teams that were brought up, Chicago, Dallas, Las Vegas, and New Orleans, each to me is unique. I don't put much in the Chicago possibility, simply because I think that's the least stable scenario for Wilson as it relates to a coaching staff. I'm not sure if that would appeal to him or not, because I still feel that the current GM and the current coach of the Bears would have been replaced had it not been for the expansion of the NFL playoffs that allowed for a seventh team per conference, and that expansion had zero to do with the pandemic. So the Bears get into the playoffs, they lose in the first round, and to me, I still don't understand why the current GM and current coach are there. So of the four, that's the most likely situation where Wilson would be dealing with a new coach, maybe a new offensive system, likely, and even a new personnel guy, potentially within the first year. And I think we can all see a scenario where if the Bears get off to a slow start in 2021, the plug could be pulled on one or both of those guys immediately. This is where I also introduce an interesting theory that as the years have gone on, I believe it more and more. I understand firing a coach after the season ends or near the end of the season. I understand the timing of that. Less so for firing a general manager who has put together a personnel staff. The time to fire that guy is actually after the draft. The draft and free agency is his season. The coach, his season is the games played. So perhaps, and I have nothing to go on here, but just using the Bears as an example, perhaps the Bears are planning to change their general manager and front office staff, but they're going to do it once the draft concludes. I don't think they will specifically do that, but it actually makes more sense to do that once all the work is done, especially if you don't necessarily like the body of work, rather than just blowing the GM out at the same time you would blow out a head coach. But I don't put much into the Bears being a future destination for Russell Wilson. It doesn't feel like a fit to me because I don't know who he's playing for. Now let's get to Las Vegas. John Gruden seems very stable in Las Vegas. Some would question why that is and how it's been a long time since Gruden did anything. Well, it had been a long time since the Buccaneers did anything, and they just won the whole thing 18 years later. Gruden's Raiders were more competitive this year in their first year in Vegas. This is what Gruden's now, what, second or third year of a 10-year contract, or is he going on year number four already as we move forward here? There's a lot of built-in security that came with that deal, and John knew it, and the Raiders knew it. When you're dealing with Mr. Davis, the connection to Gruden, how his father employed Gruden, I don't see that changing anytime in the near future. Especially considering Gruden's got another, what, 6-7 years left on that deal that was almost similar to the Jimbo Fisher deal at Texas A&M. The Raiders also are still not where they want to be in the Las Vegas market. They just moved in to their new stadium in Vegas. They're off year one in that city. They weren't able to sell one ticket to any games in 2020. So that separates the Raiders situation from the Bears situation. And we all know Gruden calls all the shots there. Gruden-Wilson would be an interesting marriage. There's a lot of positives there. There's clearly a lot of ego there on John Gruden's side, and there's probably more than you think there with Russell Wilson, which is why at times he hasn't been as popular within his own locker room and why we're even having this conversation. But there's reason to think the Raiders are moving in a positive direction from a franchise standpoint, considering the instability of the franchise before the announcement of the move to Las Vegas, then the actual move to Las Vegas, and now where they're at. Again, competitive team for much of last year, not so much near the end of the season, new defensive coordinator, to try to tighten some things up on the back end. And David Carr seemed to get a bonus year out of playing with the Raiders when it certainly looked like a year ago John Gruden wanted somebody else, even brought in Marcus Mariota. Mariota had an early injury, and it was kind of David Carr's job by default. I'm not sure that will be the case again going forward. And of course, the Raiders, much like John Lynch is saying about Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Niners are not in this conversation on Russell Wilson. And Seattle wouldn't want to trade Russell Wilson to a team within their division, so that's not likely to happen. But based on what John Lynch said recently about Jimmy Garoppolo, I agree with those that said he said what he needed to say. It doesn't mean anything at this point. Let's explore the New Orleans angle on a future for Russell Wilson. This makes a ton of sense to me. Most of us believe Drew Brees is done. There hasn't been much to dissuade us from believing that. And at various times last year, Brees played old. So there are so many factors here that lead us to believe Brees is going to retire. There is no plan in place in New Orleans to replace him. While there have been reports that Sean Payton loves Jameis Winston, again, you say what you have to say. And Taysom Hill is under contract for another year and at a pretty significant number. But did the Saints, did Sean Payton see enough of Taysom Hill in a handful of games this year as a starting quarterback to believe, all right, that guy is a full-time, full-fledged NFL franchise quarterback? I love Taysom Hill. I don't think he is. While he opens up so many possibilities in the playbook, I think there are just some things that you can't do with him at quarterback that you could with a healthy Drew Brees, or you could if you acquired Russell Wilson. Saints clearly built to win now. It has now been 11 years since Sean Payton, Andrew Brees, and the Saints won a Super Bowl. Everything else has turned over. But the Saints have obviously been in the mix the last handful of years, and at times in controversial fashion have lost opportunities to go back to another Super Bowl. This year, they lost in the divisional round at home to the Buccaneers, and clearly played a poor game with all their turnovers, and from a defensively, it wasn't as bad as the final score looked when you look at the total yardage. But yeah, the turnovers were a huge factor in New Orleans losing that game. But still, I would think if you and I are just talking about teams that are Super Bowl contending teams, New Orleans is in the conversation. And I think that's why it's in this conversation based on the Russell Wilson reports. And I'll save the Cowboys for last because this has been out there for a little while now. And the Cowboys are right back where they were a year ago as it relates to what to do with Dak Prescott. I've thought about this quite a bit, and it's just my opinion. Russell Wilson is better than Dak Prescott. And anyone who wants to tell me otherwise can make a counter-argument. I've always liked Dak as quarterback of the Cowboys. I think he has played well. I think he plays the role well. It is the most high-profile position in all of sports for someone not named Tiger Woods or LeBron James. To me, In North American professional sports, the three highest profile players are, in no particular order, Tiger Woods, LeBron James, and the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. And I think Dak has handled that well. Everything we've heard says Dak can come back from that horrific Week 5 injury and play at 100% and show no ill effects of that terrible injury. Let's hope that's the case. I'm evaluating Dak independent of the injury. I'm evaluating whether or not he's better than Russell Wilson. And it's not even that Russell Wilson has won the Super Bowl and has been to two Super Bowls. If I were to rank the current active quarterbacks in the NFL, I would rank Russell Wilson higher than Dak Prescott. Honestly, I'd rank Deshaun Watson ahead of Dak Prescott. So if Jerry Jones is looking to improve his team and answer the critics who say, where you been for 25 years? No Super Bowl titles, no Super Bowl appearances, no NFC Championship game appearances in those last 25 years. Improving at the quarterback position with a proven winner would be appealing to the Jones family, and it would alleviate what to do with Dak. They just kicked the can down the road a year ago. To do that this year would be a more expensive can in a year where the salary cap did not increase as much as would otherwise have been expected due to the pandemic. You know what you're getting with Russell Wilson. The contract is already written. Yeah, it's a big one, but you're also getting the player that goes with it. There's less guesswork. And then I do have to introduce the injury angle. It's just there, as is Dak's inability, even though he's very young. He's younger than Russell Wilson. He's been in the playoffs multiple times, and the Cowboys have not reached the conference championship game in any of his years. So I do think if Russell Wilson wants Dallas, there's little reason to believe Jerry Jones wouldn't want Russell Wilson. It's just a matter of whether or not Jerry would want to give up what Seattle would want in return, and can you incorporate Dak Prescott into something like that? Because unlike the other teams we've mentioned, Chicago, Las Vegas, and New Orleans, Dallas can flip a quarterback back to Seattle. Because if Seattle is going to trade Russell Wilson, if they don't get a quarterback in return, then where are they going? Even though Mel Kiper's mock draft 2.0 that aired earlier tonight on ESPN networks had five quarterbacks going in the top nine, could Seattle get into the top nine, and do they feel all five or any are worthwhile? So what does Seattle do in that case? Dallas may be able to offer them a package involving Dak Prescott in a sign and trade that appeals to the Seahawks. Vegas can't do that. Chicago can't do that. New Orleans can't do that. It's interesting. I expect there may be more names on the list. I expect names to drop off this list. But at this point, I don't expect Russell Wilson to play with the Seahawks in 2021. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. You can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. I thank you very much for listening.